James, some great news about Firepool to share with us.
Yeah, sure. So at the moment, as everybody's appreciated, we're doing a lot of work behind the scenes on Firepool. But as of the 14th of February, we're looking to actually start the demolition of some of the older buildings attached to the side of Firepool. So in particular, the old Goddard's Canex Works. It's a really big step in terms of getting the site cleared. Just a bit of a preparation for us in terms of getting ready for our local development order, which will enable us to get the site preparation done in entirety.
Can you give us any indication of what's going to be going there at this stage?
So that particular area will have a walkway down onto the boulevard, so that's the much talked about boulevard. And the scheme itself, I think as people have been able to see throughout the consultation, large housing development, but with some retail, some really active frontages onto the river, making the most of the glorious tone, as well as having some innovation work and innovation centre nearer to the train station.
And this is a nice air of positivity at a time when we hear recently of four more closures in town. What do you have to say about that?
It's just one of those trends in terms of retail. I think the most important thing that we do need to do as a council is to encourage people to move back into the town centres, just so that they've got those active town all through the day and through the evening, so that people are coming downstairs, making those purchases in terms of some of those shops, supporting our independent traders, and making sure that, you know, another 2,000-3,000 people are in that town centre, making it vibrant and healthy.
Now, you're coming up to your first anniversary, I think it is, isn't it, very soon? How has that been? Just a quick sort of look back over the last year, because there's certainly been some momentum since you came into power.
So, for me...
came into power. You know what I mean.
Since I was appointed, yeah, absolutely. So it's 13 months now, which is yeah. Which is great. I think the key thing for me is that every month has been different. Every month has had its challenges, but we've also had some really big successes. For me, I think the World Cup still stands out as a highlight of just that air of positivity around the town. Us getting the town straightened out and tidied up is important. We'll be doing that again this spring, just to make sure that everything is neat and tidy for people. It's that avoiding that broken window syndrome, so that everybody takes a bit of pride in what we're trying to do. And for me, getting Firepool up and running is really, really important.
And what about the Garden Town status? Because there's still a lot of talk about that. There's still a lot of people that are slightly confused by it. What's the next step with regards to Garden Town?
So for us, there's a really big stage about focusing on what makes Taunton unique. And for us, it is the river. Lots of towns do have rivers, though, but also the fact that the countryside comes right into the town. So we've got Long Run, we've got Vivery Park, which if you walk out, you can walk all the way up to the motorway across fields. That advantage that we have in terms of protecting those green open spaces for future generations is what's really going to make this town fly in a garden town world.
James, great to speak to you. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's just I want to once again thank the people of Taunton, in particular in relation to the things we've been talking about, because I think we're getting some really positive vibes from the community, which is fantastic. We could do better at talking to people, and it's just us trying to make some time to get out there and listen to people's views. Obviously, once Taunton gets up and running, we really do need to start motoring on with some of the other stuff in the other parts of the district. And we're really pleased with the way that, for instance, we helped watch it in terms of the harbour wall getting damaged and that kind of positivity that's gone there. Still loads of work to do.
Of course, it's still very easy to forget, you know, being based in Taunton, that, you know, it's not just Taunton as it was before. You're now covering a much bigger area.
It is a huge area. You know, I've talked about that quite extensively. For me, I think that coastal area is really, really important. We've got low social mobility there, but it's a beautiful environment. For those of us who've seen the tide come in and out of there, second highest tidal range in the world. And for me, that's part of our USP, because just that sheer majesty and power that sea provides for this area is something we should be really proud of.
Just one thing that came up in the Taunton bid meeting the other day was the fact that we don't promote Taunton enough, To encourage people to come into town and stuff. With all these changes, surely that's got to be a nice one on the agenda.
Absolutely. I think there's something that we need to do. So we've got to do some stuff, because actually there's no point just saying come to Taunton, it's exactly the same as it was. We've got to make sure that those improvements are embedded and that we take things forward. But once those things start getting traction, we really do need to promote the town. You know, whichever way the bid vote goes, you know, I'm not party to that. But it's important, irrespective of anything else, that we do really promote this town.
I think one of the couple of the interesting points that Colin Barrell had picked up on was visitors that come to the shop for a coffee, they sit down and they all sit down and say, we love Taunton, we've come from North Devon, or we've come from up north to spend a weekend in Taunton, and it's a wonderful town, so we should be shouting about that.
We absolutely should be shouting about it, and it is a wonderful town. The other thing, you know, we have got some really great jewels in our crown. The cricket ground being in the centre of town is just fantastic. And again, you know, I've mentioned it about the World Cup last year, but the positive feedback about the quality of the ground and the environment that it sits in is really important for us.
And of course, the development on St James's Street as well, and that whole quarter of town is just going to really make a massive difference.
It is. And again, smaller units for independent traders, you know, carrying on the success of Riverside right the way through. And I think for us as a town, that future of those small independent traders is where it's going to be at. So we do need to be able to provide facilities and support those traders in the future.
James, good to speak to you again. Hope the man flu sorts itself out soon.
Thank you very much.